Good morning, and thank you so very much for joining our program today. Fire, shut up in my bones. Today, I want to talk about a very serious issue amongst Christians today, and that's the issue of conformity. There are Christians who do things because their peers of the world do it. Some Christians are so concerned in doing things their fellow man does. Jesus Christ bought us with his blood. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, in the Word of God, it says, "For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." You see, beloved, we belong to Christ. You can also see this in 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." How sad it is that some of us today are acting like we're in darkness. And that is a very sad thing. I want you to understand that the word peculiar in the verse that we just read has the thought of belonging to God. Because we belong to God, we ought to conform to the image of God. That means do what God says, act the way God acts, be righteous like God is. The best way to conform to God is to do what God says. In John 14:15, it says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Another place in the Bible to expound on our study is John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. It says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed." When we do what God says, we're considered disciples and to the world Christians. The disciples acted like Christ, and we are called Christians. You see, the world, when we act like Jesus Christ and follow the truths of the Bible, the world will look at us and say, "Oh, they belong to Jesus Christ," and call us Christians. You see, the word Christian means follower of Christ. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, it says, "And we, when we had found him, he brought unto him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." You see, a saved person acts like Christ and not the world. You see, too many Christians follow the world. They paint their hair. They wear the ankle bracelet around their ankle. They get their belly button pierced. And by the way, the ankle bracelet in many cultures around the world is a sign of prostitution. You see, before you dive into something, always know the origin of it. The Bible says, "Walk circumspectly. He that hateth with his feet sinneth." So don't copy the world ignorantly. You see, Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." You renew your mind by constantly reading the Word of God. Continuing on, the Bible says that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you take time to see if your actions are acceptable to God? Or do you just copy everything you see? You ought not to do that, beloved. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Do you love the world? You see, we're just passing through. Jesus Christ sends us out into the world so that we can shine the gospel light to the person nearest hell. We ought not to act like the world. If we act like the world, how will the lost identify the Christian and ask us how to be saved? John 4:4, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be friend of the world is the enemy of God." Beloved, do you want to be the enemy of God? You don't want to be the enemy of God. Why don't you take the Lord's side and take up your cross and follow him? You need to be distinct and separate. Yes, be distinct and separate from the world. You ought not to camouflage with the world. You ought to wear the uniform of God, not the uniform of the devil. You can identify a police officer, a doctor, a fireman by his uniform. Can the world identify you by the uniform you wear? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, it says, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." We know what the Bible says on the issue of conformity. My question to you, beloved, who will you copy now? Will you copy the Savior, Jesus Christ, or the seed of the devil? Will you copy the rapper, the country music singer, the R&B singer, the next celebrity, the next fool on television that wears an earring in his left ear like a sodomite? Who will you copy? So many Christians just copy everything hook, line, and sinker and doesn't want to be like Jesus Christ. Why will you follow the seed of a people that are going straight into hell? If I dare say so, losers until they accept Jesus Christ. You say, that's really harsh. When I say loser, they invest their entire life into material things or trying to be like somebody or trying to be like the devil, only to find that at the end of their life, they're going to the lake of fire, and that's why they're losers. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be a loser. All you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just ask Jesus to save you and you'll be a winner forever. Winner in heaven. You'll live forever and won't have to experience hell. My question to you, who will you copy? If you really want to copy someone today, why not copy Jesus? If you really want to copy a person, copy the man of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 2:20, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. I want to preach a sermon entitled, "Who Should You Copy?" You should copy Jesus Christ. I want you to divert your attention to our first point. Point number one, be concerned about the work of God. Be concerned about the work of God. You see, Jesus was concerned about his Father's business. Luke chapter 2, verse 4:49 says, "And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye know that I must be about my Father's business?" Beloved, your business, my business, is to get the gospel out to a lost and dying world. This is called the Great Commission. We ought to put the tracts in our pocket. We ought to tell our fellow man about Jesus Christ, just like Jesus did. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 29, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the whole world." John 9:4, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." There's coming a day when we'll one day die and meet the Lord. But while we are here on earth, we must do the will of God, which is getting the gospel out to the soul nearest hell. Point number two, copy Jesus. Copy Jesus. Christian, we ought not to copy anything from the world. We ought to have some standards in place that protects us from sin. I want you to understand this. Preachers use this type of tool to study the Bible. It's called the doctrine of first mention. That means when there's a particular sin in the world today, find out where it's first mentioned in the Bible. We'll also use this type of technique in our life today. Follow with me, please. Where did this whole issue of coloring your hair come from? Purple, red, blue, green. I've seen Christian young men coloring their hair all kinds of colors. It came from punk rockers and sodomites. These types of people are from the devil's crowd, the devil's seed. They're on their way to hell if they don't repent and ask Jesus to save them. My question for you is this. You know that the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. He's a loser. So why follow him? You're a Christian. You're God's seed. You're a peculiar people. You belong to God. So why will you color your hair like the world colors their hair? In all kinds of weird looking colors. I'm not talking about the man that has gray hair and dyes his hair black, or a woman that has gray hair and colors it, although I wouldn't really care about that. I'm talking flamboyant colors and looking like you're a punk rocker. You ought not to do those things. These are some of one of the many examples I'm referring to. We must have standards in place to keep us from looking like we're not saved. 1 John chapter 2 verse 6 says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." We ought to walk like Jesus. Jesus had a wonderful testimony, and he wasn't disguised like the devil's people. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Sagging your trousers started out in jail. The sodomites used to do it. Why would you want to copy something that is from sinners, criminals? You ought to copy Jesus. Beloved, follow Christ. Don't deny who you belong to by the way you live. I may apply this Bible verse this way. Matthew chapter 10 verse 33. "But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father." Now look, my Father which is in heaven. If someone asks you if you're a Christian and you say, "I'm not a Christian," and you deny the Lord, that's what it's talking about. But I also believe that you can deny the Lord by the way you look. If you have 50 different rings in your nose, having tattoos on, which is against the word of God, how in the world do people identify you as a Christian when you look like the devil's seed? By your actions, you denied that you are a child of God. We should confess God to man verbally and with our life. "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Our very lives should reflect that we are Christian. Our lives shouldn't deny that we're Christian. If you deny that you're a Christian because you copy the world, you're hiding the light under the bushel. Don't do that. We should look like Christians. John chapter 14, verse 23. By the way, long hair on men, the Bible says that it's a shame for a man to have long hair. "Be not conformed to this world." That's another way of conformity. You shouldn't do it. John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him and will come unto him and make our abode with him." Dearly beloved, you probably think we're just about rules, rules, rules. But there's a reason for these rules. Number one is so that people can know that we're Christians. We need to get the gospel out, not hide the gospel by our sinful lifestyle. And number two, we will get blessed. We will be blessed by God. God loves you, and if you obey him, he'll make his abode with you and bless your life. Copying God does not have any regret. Besides all the mockery and everything like that, we will have the last laugh. We'll be in heaven with God forever. However, copying the world leads to misery. Why is that? It's because their leader, the devil, is going to a pending doom, which is the lake of fire. So who will you copy? Will you copy the losers, or will you copy the winners? Will you copy Jesus Christ? "Be holy, for I am holy." Follow Jesus Christ.